The following is chanting of the 11 protected suttas in Pali, chanted by the Venerable U Silananta, a well-known Pali and Buddhist scholar and meditation teacher. He is the founder and abbot of Tamananta Vihara Monastery in Half Moon Bay, California, which is supported by the Theravada Buddhist Society of America. He is also the spiritual director of the said society and of the Dhammacakka Meditation Center and the Dattagada Meditation Center. The 11 suttas recited here constitute the traditional Burmese collection, which everyone who joins the monastic life in Burma is required to learn by heart and chant every day. Although this collection is popularly called the Mahaparita, the Great Protective Chant, it consists of relatively short suttas, some of which can be recited in less than 5 minutes. The chanting of and listening to the suttas for protection and well-being was sanctioned by the Buddha himself on such occasions as when the city of Waisali was oppressed with epidemic demons and famine, also when monks needed protection against demons and evil spirits. It is a custom in Buddhist countries for lay people to invite monks to chant paritas and listen to the chanting for protection and well-being. However, in order that the parita may be effective, 6 conditions must be met, 3 for those who recite and 3 for those who listen. The 3 conditions which must be fulfilled by those who chant are 1. Person or persons who chant must have learned the paritas correctly with regard to the wording and not make mistakes when chanting. 2. They must understand the meanings of the paritas. And 3. They must have loving kindness and compassion for all beings when they chant. The 3 conditions to be fulfilled by those who listen are 1. The listener must be free from the 5 heinous offenses, namely killing one's own mother, killing one's own father, killing an arahant, causing blood to congeal in the body of the Buddha by hitting him with something and causing schism in the sangha or community of monks. 2. They must be free from wrong views with regard to karma and its results, which means they must have the belief in the law of karma as taught by the Buddha. 3. They must listen attentively with firm belief in the power of the paritta to bring about protection and well-being. The paritta, therefore, is a two-way job, requiring care and attention from both the reciters and the listeners. U Silananta is now going to recite these traditional daily chantings, taking care that the requirements on his side are properly met, and I would like to ask you to listen to his chantings with attentiveness and belief in the parittas, which are in fact the words of the Buddha. May you all get benefits from the chanting.